The classic 1950s musical Guys and Dolls gave us Frank Sinatra throwing dice and crooning "Luck Be a Lady Tonight" in a fedora. The comedy is a staple of community and high school theater and has seen numerous Broadway revivals over the years. Playwright Mark Saltzman is now looking to add to that legacy with his companion musical, Another Roll of the Dice, which premiered at the Wyoming Theater Festival this week. His show reunites the music of Frank Lesser and the stories of author Damon Runyon, the original minds behind Guys and Dolls. Saltzman told Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard his own creative interest was sparked when he was a teenager reading Runyon's stories.
I loved Guys and Dolls, and I also that led me, really as a teenager, to read Damon Runyon's stories. Cut to decades later, and I'm getting a call from the Damon Runyon estate. My heart kind of flip-flopped, and the fella said, well, you know, if you have any ideas for a way to use any of these stories, we're into it. And I thought, well, you know, how about with Frank Lesser songs and doing a kind of Guys and Dolls companion piece with a small cast, and instead of just one story for the show, how about three separate short stories like sitcom episodes? And they were into it, and I got to reread every story Damon Runyon wrote, including some unpublished. They were very kind about that, and it could not have been a happier couple of weeks of my life.
How does Another Roll of the Dice fit in with Guys and Dolls? Are there any crossover plots or characters?
There's crossover food. If you remember Guys and Dolls, the cheesecake and strudel at Mindy's Deli, that comes back, and Mindy's Deli comes back as a place of operation for all the gangsters. There aren't any characters that are in the same place, but they're in the same world as Nathan Detroit and Skye Masterson.
What was it like to work with the material of Damon Runyon and Frank Lesser and working with those estates?
Oh, well, the material is a joy on both sides. The Runyon stories, we kind of think of them as comedy because of Guys and Dolls, but there's a lot more to it. One of the stories I selected was surprisingly feminist, even aggressively feminist for its time, which was the 30s, and there were some other ones that I didn't use that had a kind of darker, more sorrowful kind of feel about living in this world of criminals. And the Lesser people, the way we arranged things, Frank Lesser wrote a lot of Broadway musicals and a lot of pop songs. Maybe the most famous of the pop songs is Heart and Soul or Two Sleepy People. And it was agreed that I'd only use the freestanding pop songs rather than songs from his musicals. And once we had that agreement and understanding, everything was smooth because I knew just what they wanted and which songs to go to.
Guys and Dolls, the movie, is a classic. Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando, and it's also a staple. A lot of community theater puts this on. But has there been any pressure for you to have something that, you know, might be compared to Guys and Dolls?
I feel like having Damon Runyon as the wind in my sails, it kind of can't help but be, through no fault of my own, but I'm leaning on two giants. And my job is, I feel, to keep my head down and stay out of their way, and it will be just as good. So I don't stress about that. I feel pretty confident that if I just minimize myself, these guys will do the greatness that they always did.
The show is currently in development, and as I understand it, a version of it premiered in California a couple of years ago. So what can audiences at the Wyoming Theater Festival expect?
Oh, no, this is the first time it'll be in front of an audience in Wyoming. In California, we did a workshop that was, I guess, invited people and friends. It was just kind of to get a feeling of the flow and what songs and what needed to be cut. This is really the first time they won't be reading scripts. They'll be in costume. It's a full production. So this really is the roll of the dice here at the Wyoming Theater Festival.
What are you looking forward to most about having this go up at the Wyoming Theater Festival?
The audience reaction. I'll find out if these jokes really are funny in the definition of making people laugh, and the ones that do well and the stories that do well will stay in, and the things we have to cut will get cut. But it's only an audience that can tell us that. In rehearsal or in workshops, you speculate. You think, oh, I think that'll do well with the audience. But until really, really the bodies are in the room reacting, we're only guessing. And this will be the first time we have that actual experience.
What are your ultimate hopes for another roll of the dice?
We'd kind of like it to be a standard in American theater, the way Guys and Dolls is, that this would be the companion, and the people who have all this affection for half a century towards Guys and Dolls would get another taste. We're saying that this is kind of the piece of cheesecake after the meal at the deli.
Mark Saltzman will be premiering another Roll of the Dice at the Wyoming Theater Festival. Mark, it's been a lot of fun speaking with you.
Same here. Okay, take care.